Okay, boys and girls, you are lying sleeping inside your bed, not a care in the world. Suddenly, you get startled and you wake up and you head on over to the bathroom. While walking to the bathroom, there's a little bit of wet tile on the floor. You completely, it's the middle of the night, so it's dark, so you don't see that little water at all. You take one step on it, you make a pivot, and swoop, there you go. You go flying in the air, and you land down on your back, falling with a, you land with a snap. The first thing that you feel is a sharp pain that is right inside your neck. It's very sharp and very hard, like you never felt it before. Although suddenly, the pain miraculously just goes completely away. In fact, as you're laying on the floor, you don't feel any pain at all, but you're still startled by that sudden fall. You get yourself up and you feel really good, better than you've felt in your entire life. You go to look down at what you fell down and you notice something, that although you're standing, you're seeing an image of yourself on the floor still. That image isn't moving. It's not breathing. It's not doing anything at all. You rub your neck where that pain was, and you don't feel any type of pain at all. Suddenly, a light opens up above you, and the light seems to be calling your name. That's when you realize, oh man, you are dead. Not only are you dead, you're a ghost is what you are. You just fell and broke your neck, and you are completely just dead. That sudden realization comes over you, and you're suddenly panicking, and you start trying to breathe heavier. You see, you feel your body, that everything is getting so much lighter, and you're starting to float up into the sky, and you're heading towards the light. You look down at your body, and that's when you start to think to yourself, man, there is so much stuff I gotta do. I gotta take out the garbage. I still gotta use the bathroom. And you start holding on to whatever you can, which is gonna be your house, because you're not quite ready to go into the light. And a sudden thought comes over you that, hey, I can just hold on here and stay in this house forever. I don't have to go into the light and go to the next realm or whatever that is. I can be a ghost. So there's a decision that you gotta make, a supernatural choice. Do you go into the light and go on to the next level, or do you stay behind at your house and become a ghost? That's what we're going to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen, and in our podcast, Supernatural Choices, right after the break. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to my podcast, Supernatural Choices. I'm your host, Joe, and I am anything but average. This podcast is going to take you on a journey every week to explore the pros and cons of living in a modern world as a fictional supernatural being. And occasionally I'll talk about living in a supernatural world and whether or not that actually makes choices. I'll talk about the pros, the cons, the goods and the bad, and really help you make an informed decision so that just in case you were ever given the opportunity to be a fictional supernatural being, you will have the information to make the right choice. This week, we're going to talk about the thing that goes bumping at night and everybody's worst nightmare if they're waking up in the middle of the night. We're talking about ghosts is what we're going to be talking about. So when we think about ghosts, there's a huge amount of information to keep in mind when we think about ghosts. I really want to take the time to talk just real briefly about the history and go into some of the descriptions of ghosts and talk about the cons of being a ghost in the modern world. Also, the pros of being a ghost in the modern world. And then I'll give you my own take about whether or not, if I'm ever given a choice of being a ghost, what I would decide. You know, but first, when we think about ghosts and ghost stories, they have been around forever. You know, since the earliest man could really read, write, tell stories, there have been all kind of ghost stories, spirit stories that's been out there. Ghosts have all different types of names. There's reverent, there's spook, there's wraiths. They've been around in all different types of countries, China, Africa, Native American, they all have their own ghost story. In a lot of the modern stories, when we think about things like Poltergeist, The Reverend, when we think about The Shining, all those, the more modern stories, the ghost stories, The Ring and all those things, they depict the ghost as an evil spirit is typically what they are in Hollywood's fashion. But in some of the old times, they were, you know, really not really evil, not really good. There were some that were just an ancient ancestor and story about them, but there's all different types of ghost stories is what there is. Now, there's some people that have claimed to see ghosts. Some people claim to talk to ghosts and all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to debate that at all. I'm going to leave that up to you guys, the experts and all that kind of stuff on there. I'm purely talking about ghosts from much more of a fictional standpoint, from a movie, from a book, and from a story standpoint. So if you believe in ghosts or you don't believe in ghosts, totally fine on there. We're just going to leave that part out on there. But overall, you know, there's that question of if you're ever given a choice of being a ghost, should you actually do it? Should you actually become one? And there's some cool parts and there's some bad parts that's going to be to it. But when we talk about ghosts, I do want to make sure I describe it because there are so many different variants to it. There are, when you talk about the physical form of being a ghost, there is that description. It can be a ball of light or it can be something like a misform, or it could be a full-form person that is just as visible to the naked eye as you and me, or it could be something more like a transparent form where you can see through that person. Is what it is. They're almost like a shadow version is what it is. There is, for the ghost part, they're also more the rotting flesh or whatever accident that they were involved in. That's what the ghost is going to appear as. There's some real cool movies that are out there that really highlight the different variations of ghosts. Talking about like Poltergeist, which has all the different parts where you see balls of light, normal form, you'll see that there's a physical form, there's a mist, there's all these different variations when you talk about the physical description of ghosts inside that movie. And I'm talking about the classic Poltergeist. You know, if you haven't seen that, do take the time to really watch it. It is a great movie, and it's one that will definitely keep you up pretty late. Ghosts are pretty interesting because they have a wide variety of different powers. When you think about their actual abilities, where some ghosts, they can move objects, which is really cool. They can shake the room up and throw all these different objects all around. They can read minds, where they can know what the person's thinking. And they can also disappear. So they're completely transparent. You can't see them at all. 1 minute they're there, 1 minute they're gone. They can possess somebody, which is really fascinating that a ghost, someone dead, can take the body of the person that's alive and have that person do things is what they can do. When we think about that, again, you know, looking at some of the really classic movie variations of like different powers, you can just think about like that movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore, where at one point, you know, he's moving an object, he's moving a quarter around, he takes possession of Whoopi Goldberg's body, and from that standpoint. So it's a really cool movie, Ghosts. Highly recommend it. Go check it out. When we think about ghosts also, it can be either a single ghost all by themselves haunting a house, or it can be a house full of ghosts, where just a ton of ghosts all living inside the house together. As I mentioned before, the ghost could be a good spirit or it can be an evil spirit. A lot of times in Hollywood, they'll depict them as evil spirits. When you read a lot of books about ghosts, there are some that have good spirits inside, which is really fascinating on there. And there is, of course, like the classic good ghost, which is Casper the Friendly Ghost, the children's story. Highly recommend it. It's one of those things when I used to read it as a kid, and I thought it was really good and really funny, the comics and the short stories and the books that they have out there for it. But the ghosts, they can be evil also, too. So that when you think of a ghost, they can be a good spirit or bad spirit. They can be a good ghost or bad ghost. There's all different types of variations with there. Some of the other powers that a ghost can have is when they can turn things cold from their presence. They can also cause really bad smells is what they can do. And that's more of like how we as a person, how we're feeling when we're inside that room and there's a ghost and you can feel like, oh man, there's a ghost here and all the whole room's getting all cold. Or someone feels like, oh man, there's a ghost here. Oh, there's this bad rotting smell. What is that? No, it's not a fart. It's a ghost. It's what it is. It is not a fart. It's a ghost. A couple things though. One of the things about being a ghost is typically with ghosts, the way that a person becomes one is that they have to have a horrible death or they have to have some kind of unfinished business or they got to have something that's really keeping them from going on to the next plane. When you think about those horrible death, typically we think about ghost stories as somebody that was murdered, someone's hit by a train, and then bam, there is the ghost that is going to be there inside that area. Or someone feels like, man, there's really some unfinished thing that they have to do, and that's when they stay a ghost. Or in thinking about some of the other ghost stories where someone could be keeping somebody from moving on to the next level, and it could be another ghost preventing someone from passing on. And from that standpoint, thinking about ghosts also, let's not go with any of the no mind walking where someone could be sleeping and then or in a coma and they're walking around. That's not a ghost. So the person's got to be dead or a demon possession. Not any of those things on there. That's a whole nother subject that we'll tackle at a later episode. But another, you know, fascinating part about being a ghost is that the ghost has to be tied to something. They can be tied to a house, they can be tied to a room, or they could be tied to a large building. And at the same time, they could be tied to an object, either a ring, or they can be tied to some type of furniture. There's something that is physically binding the ghost to this plane is what there is. So there's that aspect of it. And I think that's really fascinating too. That there could be a ghost and, you know, yeah, there could be a ghost that's stuck inside a house and they're inside that, 24/7, 7 days a week for eternity. Or it could be something such as like a book or a ring, something that's possessed. And that is the thing that binds the actual ghost so that the ghost can travel to different parts on there is what could happen. With the ghosts, there are going to be people that's going to be looking for ghosts. So if you're a ghost, you got to expect that. You are going to run into people, family members, friends, of course. They're looking for ghosts or looking for signs of their loved one that they lost. There could be scientists where scientists hear, oh man, there's a true ghost story. There's a haunted house somewhere. So the scientists, they could be looking for you as a ghost. There's ghostbusters, people that want to get rid of ghosts and feel like, well, they, for whatever reason, they want to get rid of them. Or ghost hunters, those guys who want to find them and they got their TV show program and all that kind of shenanigans. They hear about a ghost house. They're going to visit there with cameras and everything. There's also psychics. They're typically people that go around looking for ghosts, trying to communicate to ghosts and everything. And from that standpoint, so there are people that try to look for ghosts. So as a ghost, you're going to have to figure out that part. And do you want to show yourself to these people or do you want to not show yourself to these people or not communicate with them? Another really cool thing about being a ghost, obviously, is that because you're already dead, you cannot be harmed. So you can't be hurt by anything. You can't get sick, fall down the stairs or any of that kind of stuff because you're a ghost. There's nothing that really can harm you. Very few things that can harm you. And you can't age also. It's not like you're this ghost and you're after 100 years, you're so old and you got all these problems. No. You're going to be the same. You don't change at all on there. You're just going to be a ghost throughout that entire time on there. Then there is, there are ways that, not really harm, but that you can, things to watch out as a ghost, as far as being trapped, as far as the object that you have, like it could be trapped into an area, or you as a ghost, you could be imprisoned inside some type of object. There's that piece. There's also the salt, where they can put salt around something and you can trap it, a ghost that way. So you can trap a ghost, you can force a ghost to the next realm, but you can't typically harm a ghost. You can't typically beat up a ghost, or the ghost can fall sick to anything. So overall, okay, you fall down inside your bathroom and you are thinking about being a ghost. You decide, okay, I'm not going to go to the next level. I'm going to stay here and I'm going to be a ghost and be on this plane for eternity. So what are going to be some of the cool things that you experience from being a ghost? Well, the first thing, obviously, is like I mentioned before, that you can't die. You've already done that already. So that's one less thing you can take off your list of things to worry about. So for all eternity, you're not going to be dead. Another cool thing that, as far as being a ghost, is that you do get to stay close to your loved ones that are inside your house. You get to stay there and you can be really good friends with them. And you can stay close to your loved ones and friends, because they're going to be inside the house and you get to be with them. From that standpoint, it may take you some time to learn how to communicate, or them to really believe in you and believe that you're there. But once that happens, then it's really a magical thing that you can be with your kids, your grandkids, your great grandkids, and you can have that remarkable relationship with them as a ghost, and you can continue to guide them and help them throughout all time periods. But it may take a little bit of time for you to kind of work that and become that ghost, as far as trying to, as far as being able to communicate with them. The other part is, like I mentioned before, as far as time, that you will be able to see the amazing passage of time and seeing how things change over time. When you think about 100-year-old ghosts, 200-year-old ghosts, still at a location on there, you'll be able to see like all the different things that change, all the new news and all the new things that occur throughout our history, over time, which is really cool. The other part is that, as I think is pretty cool about being a ghost, is that you can get revenge on somebody, such as if it was some type of, somebody that you don't like, or somebody you want to get revenge on. You can haunt that person, or you can haunt their car or wherever they're at on there. That's a pretty cool part. And you can, be able to get that revenge from them. I'm not a big revenge person myself. I believe in just letting things go and really focus more on yourself and growing from that. But I know that there's a lot of people that do like revenge, that want to get back at somebody. So in that terms, yeah, as a ghost, you can get your revenge and you can haunt people and all that kind of stuff. I have to say it, and I know it's one of those things that, if you ever thought about being a ghost or thought about interacting with a ghost, has come up in your mind, especially if you're a young man between the ages of 17 and I'd say probably 50, as far as the pervert part of being a ghost, as far as being able to watch people in the showers, watch people have sex, all that kind of stuff, watch people change. Yes, as a ghost, you get to do that. You get to do that constantly on there. 24/7, all kind of days of the week on there. You can watch people in the shower, get changed, and not have to worry about any type of repercussions from there. So yes, you can be a complete pervert as a ghost, and nobody's there to stop you. Absolutely. Like I mentioned before, you can take possession of somebody. So if you ever did one, you had your house and you were hunting and you said, hey, I'm going to go see what it's like outside and go take a little stroll. You can take possession of somebody that lives inside the house, and they can go on a nice little stroll, go see what's going on. You may have to do it at midnight or something like that, or But that's just a small inconvenience of being able to just go outside and see what's going on out there inside the world. So that is another really cool part about being a ghost, that you're in a house, you got this great place, you can take possession of somebody, take a walk around, you can have, or otherwise, if your spirit is tied to a book, you can have that person, you can take possession of the person that owns the book, have them give away to somebody, and you can then go see a whole nother part. You know, maybe give it away to somebody that is foreign so they can take it back to their country, and you get to see all the cool parts inside that country is what you can do. So you can do a lot of really cool traveling as a ghost by taking possession of somebody. You can save people also, which is a cool part about being a ghost, that you could be a good, friendly spirit. If there's like a baby or somebody's running around with scissors or someone's about to trip and fall or hurt themselves, you can intervene with your ghost abilities and save somebody is what you can do. Then there is having fun as far as like just really haunting a place, making it have a super spooky, scary house, and just making it just be something that you just, people come over, they want to see a ghost and they're scared out of their mind. They're just like, oh my God. And I think that'd be a kind of a lot of fun to that too. The final piece about, as far as the cool part about being a ghost in our modern world, is that if you're a person that you're destined to go to hell, you could avoid hell. And that's got to be amazing to be able to avoid hell and stay here on this plane as a ghost. I think that that's pretty cool too, all by itself on there. Now, there's a lot of cool things about being a ghost. You know, you're there, you can take possession, you can travel around, you can talk to your relatives is what you can do. You can see this really cool passage of time. So there's a huge amount of benefits to being a ghost. But there are some negatives. And that's when we talk about some of the problems with being a ghost. The first problem is that it's got to be hard as fuck to being a ghost. When you think about all those people that have died from World War I, died in World War II, died in slavery, died in Holocaust, all the deaths that have happened throughout the entire history, and the very little evidence that we have that ghosts exist. I mean, it's got to be just astronomically super hard in order to be a ghost itself on there. So that's the first thing is that, you know, when I use example slipping and falling, yeah, that could happen, but it's much more likely, no, that's not going to happen because there's so many people that slip and fall, and yet and still, there's very little evidence that ghosts do exist. So that's got to be the first part. It's got to be really tough being a ghost as far as actually becoming one. And even if you do, typically what happens with ghosts is that they got to have some kind of unfinished business, which is really pressing on their head. I'm talking about super tough, super hard to deal with that they got to be dealing with on there. Or they got to die in a horrible fashion. You got to think about some of these ghost stories, and it's usually the person was murdered, the person drowned. You know, it's usually the person has been in a horrible accident, and that's how they became a ghost. So that's a big piece of that as far as dying in a horrible fashion. Man, that's not the way I want to go. I want to go quietly in my bed at the age of 105 is what I want to do. And to just have a nice little endless dream that I don't wake up from. That's where I want to go, not from a horrible accident, which is typically what you need in order to become a ghost. Then there is, as far as another piece, is problem with being a ghost. So it's hard to be one. You got to die in a horrible fashion. And then there is being tied down to a single place. That's got to be really difficult to deal with on there. And like I mentioned before, like, yeah, you're going to be tied down to either place or an object. And you got to keep in mind that with the actual place itself, a haunted house, there's a chance that your family members, they could move away. There's a chance that your friends, they could move away. There's a chance that the house may become vacant, they become abandoned. There's a chance that the house could be bulldozed over is what could happen. There's all kind of things that can happen with houses. And typically, most houses, they got about a, maybe a 30 to 40 year span and then they're going to be torn down depending on what area they're in. Even a most modern house about, 200 years later, it's going to be completely remodeled. So what's going to happen? So there's that part of it as far as you're a ghost and you're in a house and you enjoying it, and then your house gets bought out, sold, or maybe some new family move in. Your family moves away and there's some new family that moves into the house and you had it all great and everything was fine and you thought everything was wonderful. This new family moves in and they don't believe in ghosts. They don't want to talk to you and they're just completely treat you like strangers. So there's that part of it that's going to be difficult to it. And when we think about actually being tied down to an object, there's a chance that object could be thrown away. There's a chance it could get destroyed. There's a chance that the object could, find its way into the bottom of the ocean, either on purpose or on accident. There's all kind of things that can happen to that object, or it just get, degraded so much that it just no longer exists. So being a ghost and being tied down to that object is being, it's a blessing and it is a prison also too. Same thing with the house. It's a blessing and it's a prison also too. And as I mentioned, possession, you take possession of somebody, you're like, man, I was in this house and everything was going great. I got possessed and started walking around outside. I'm just going to move away and just never come back there again. So it could be the house could completely get abandoned. So that, again, you're a ghost inside this house. It has been abandoned and you're by yourself for the next 200 to 300 years. Nobody wants to go inside. Nobody wants to buy it. They're scared as fuck of that place. They're like, man, there's a ghost inside there. The neighborhood kids, they're not going by. They're throwing windows outside. And obviously it gets so dilapidated over time that they just bulldoze down the whole damn thing. And there goes you inside your house. Final piece, a few other things. It could get boring as hell. We look back on right now with, we look at COVID right now and everybody's kind of really restricted inside where they have to be home a lot. Even with all of our modern things, all our modern technology, video games, movies on demands, podcasts, all these different things to entertain you, it can get boring as hell being inside your house for 24/7 for a week at a time. And just imagine that instead of it just being this small amount of time, it could be forever like this, forever inside your house. Even if you're able to interact with your loved ones and talk to them as a ghost, you're going to be stuck there in your house forever. And you're always going to be there. That's got to be difficult to deal with for an eternity. And that's something else to really kind of think about. A few other things as far as if you're a ghost, you could be weaker in the beginning, not able to communicate to anybody, not able to move anything. You're just kind of more observant and you're not even able to make your presence felt. And yeah, I say that maybe you could get stronger over time as a ghost, but maybe you don't. Maybe that is it. Maybe you're just this weak ghost figure who's not able to talk to anybody and not able to do anything. And you're just there, just kind of stuck and you can't do anything at all. You're just observing things. I mean, that's got to be difficult to deal with is what that is from a psychological standpoint. And then there is, along with that, if you think about, again, the example of being a pervert ghost, now, yeah, you can watch people doing stuff and them, taking showers and being naked and everything, but you got no penis or vagina to masturbate. You're just there just watching people all day. I mean, that's got to be terrible. You're just there just watching all the time. Maybe if you're into that stuff, then yeah, that'd be fine. But that's got to be pretty boring and pretty lonely after hundreds of years of just sitting there watching people, not being able to do anything. There's also the part about being a ghost as far as we typically think of ghosts as being this fully formed ball of light. We typically think of them as being this nice, ghost figure that is wearing the suit that they were buried in. But you could be a more painful ghost where you're a ghost that is showing rotting flesh, where you're a ghost that has a giant bruise or giant arms or head missing. You know, you could be a really just a fucked up ghost, and you're more projecting not your perfect self, but you're projecting your broken, harmed self is what you are. And you can go through the rest of eternity like that, which could be, and you could feel the pain of whatever it was that you were going through at that time. And that would be difficult also too, because you're going through eternity. You got this pain that's in you. You're feeling just all kind of fucked up, and you got blood coming down you, and you can't do anything about it. You can't go out there and get it fixed. There's nothing you can do for all eternity. You're held that way. Also, keep in mind that you could be not a ghost by yourself, but you could be a ghost with a house full of ghosts. There could be some ghosts that was there before you, and there could be ghosts coming in after you. And you may have a different relationship with those ghosts. And of course, they could be good and friendly ghosts, and they're interacting and having a great time. Or they could be asshole ghosts, and they're trying to haunt your family, and you got to fight these ghosts. They could be bullies, and they try to bully you, is what they could be doing, and trying to fight you is what they could, and say, hey, we were ghosts here first. You know, you need to go and go into the light. You know, they could be complete asshole ghosts. And you're going to have to manage that. You're going to have to deal with that. And there's not any type of resources to help you. You can't go to the ghost police or go to the ghost teacher or ghost principal. You're going to have to deal with that. And or even still, some ghost comes in after you and you're having a great time and you're interacting with your family. Along comes this new ghost who comes into your house. However, you know, it's a door-to-door salesman, falls down, he dies. And now you have to go deal with this guy. And he could be a pervert ghost. He could be a bully ghost, or he could just want to haunt your family. So you're going to have to interact with them, with other ghosts, and you're going to have to manage them and get those other ghosts under control. So that's another piece as far as with being a ghost, as far as trying to deal with other ghosts that are around you, is what it could. And it could be something that could be a negative interaction that you have to deal with for all eternity. You know, every year there's a new ghost trying to move into your ghost turf, and you got to deal with them and take them out from that standpoint. As I mentioned before, you're going to have these these scientists, these psychics, ghostbusters and ghost hunters. They want to interact with you, but they could be assholes about it. They could be trying to do their summoning spells, their scientific equipment, and using that data is what they could do. There could be those guys with the TV show and their cameras, and they're breaking stuff in your house, and you're just trying to be nice and have a nice peaceful existence. And these guys are constantly trying to get you to summon, trying to get you to do tricks for them. That could be a lot to deal with on every other day. There's some new asshole trying to get you to do something. And it's not your family. It's not one of your friends. It's just some random people. So you're going to have to deal with that. And as I mentioned before, you know, I can't stress that enough. This COVID thing, as far as like really opening eyes of being here for eternity. Being inside a house forever, not being able to get out, not being able to interact with people, that is going to be something that's really tough. You don't have your cell phone to entertain you. Don't have and the internet to entertain you. You're just stuck there is what you are, in the house for all eternity. Hopefully there's a family there. Hopefully people move in, but there could not be. And you'd be there just stuck inside that place for all eternity. And part of what that could do is really turn you into just mean, nasty, just evil ghost who's all cranky and just trying to really go and disturb people and really break things up at all times. And, you know, somebody moves into the house and you're just like, man, I've been here for 300 years and I don't want some new family moving in here. I've been nice and peaceful, and you're trying to throw them out. And it's all this kind of thing can happen, and you're going to be doing this for eternity, you know, battling people, and they're trying to move in the house. This is my house. I bought it. And you're like, no, I've been a ghost. I've been here for 400 years. And you're going to have this endless battle, this endless turmoil over you trying to have your house on there, or trying to you know, get your family members to move back in. Move back in. I'm not going to take possession of you and do anything. You're going to be dealing with this stuff forever. So I don't know. I think about that. And I think about, you know, the last piece really is just looking at it from the bigger picture of things. If you're a ghost here on this plane, you're going to be dealing with the stuff here. There could be something on the other side that's amazing. If you go through the light, you go to the other side. It could be heaven. It could be a whole nother universe, a whole nother dimension with all new rules and all new things to understand. You could get reincarnated as something that's amazing is what you could. Whole nother planet. There could be the possibilities are endless of what could be on the other side of that light is what it is. And being a ghost, you're going to have to forego all that stuff for all eternity and just be stuck here on this plane dealing with the same stuff that you're seeing over and over again for all eternity. Overall, when I think about looking at the big picture, I just think about the small chance of being a ghost, of dying horribly, and I think about just this overall of missing out on what is going to be on the other side. I don't think it's worth it. I don't think that you should be the ghost. Even if you fall down, you break your neck, and you see the light, and you're trying to decide to yourself, like, do I go into the light? Do I hold into my house and stay here? No, I say let go. Go into the light. Feel that warmth inside you and really see what is on the other side. Don't be a ghost stuck here on this plane. All right. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast. My plan is to release a new episode every week. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to hit the subscribe button. It is free to hit it, and you get notified, and it'll do an automatic upload when the next episode. You can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter page I'm looking at making is going to be called Supernatural Choices. You can also check out my website, and the website I want to make is called supernaturalchoices.com. Thank you again for listening, and please stay weird.